Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Conversation with the head coach brought to you as always by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. You run a lot of days, you bike a lot of days. I will try from time to time to get out and run, but nothing we do is even in the same universe of exertion of an NBA game. Less interested in addressing the issue of altitude with the guys, because Max has always been obsessed with it, and maybe because we're even higher here in Denver above the court, so we can't have a conversation.
You so yours is actually worse.
Right.
So without, by the third quarter, you're probably breathing hard.
Third quarter, I'm struggling now. you know, he has Paul Westhead flashbacks to, you know, running up and down the floor, then 182 points in the game. But here is the question from a human standpoint, not whether it's addressed with the team, but is it, as someone who does exert himself, is it real?
Yeah.
Yeah, in your view. And how soon do you notice it, and how much of it is in your head? Do you have to remember, wait a minute, I'm in Denver when I'm on the bike or I'm running?
Well, I know this will surprise you, but I haven't, you know, we actually have a sports science staff and a medical staff that we, you know, talk to about it one time a year, right? And actually, the two times that you can kind of feel come into play are Denver and Utah, and then the time that we all traveled to Mexico City was not even close. It was way higher, if I remember correctly.
It was.
And so, but you know, the common theme among any professional that I've ever talked to is these guys are elite athletes in great shape. They might feel it on their first win, but they'll be fine. And there's nothing you can really do in one day to get used to it. So you just go and you know you drink plenty of water, you compete, and maybe you take guys out a minute earlier. But you know, just kind of playing it by ear.
Is there value in playing games like the game the other night, particularly early in the year when you have a new group? If every team is by definition a new team at the start of the year, is there extra value in playing close games, tight games against elite competition early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always value in that, but you know, and then just the intensity in the you know, the game of itself. I mean, the game got to be pretty high level there. In the third and fourth quarters and overtime. And, you know, we had multiple chances where we could have come out on top. They did too. But, you know, that's one that we feel like we could have finished better. And so there's a lot to learn from that. And, you know, to do that against the elite of the elite, you have to be able to execute. You have to do everything you can control as well as you can. And, you know, we counted it up the other day. We took, you know, almost 35% of our possessions were what we deem to be either a turnover, a really tough shot early in the clock, or a tough decision at the rim. And those are things that we can improve. Doesn't mean that you're ever going to play perfect, but if we can get that number down a little bit against an elite defense, you know, you can't give up that many possessions.
That leads me to this, and I don't know if these two things specifically tie together or not, but I'll start with this. Where does slippage come first when there is no practice time, offensive end or defensive end?
Well, sometimes it gets a little bit, you know, sometimes that's real because you're not having as much practice time. But I think you can recenter our team in one session. And so sometimes that is a, you know, shoot around. Sometimes that is a small group workout. Sometimes it's a practice on simple things. Now, you're not going to be able to add as much. You're not going to be able to do what you normally would do if you choose to emphasize one thing. But sometimes you have to do that in this because it's that important, and you see that kind of slippage as the game goes on. But the more of it the other night, from my standpoint, was just the quality of the people we were playing against. I mean, they're gonna cause you to feel like you've experienced some slippage. And when we really got the ball moving, we generated great looks, and we knocked a few of them down in the second half. And you know, I thought we did a lot of good things.
What I was going to tie that to was, is there any explanation to the fact, is it a fluke of just a four-game sample, but on the road trip, that the offensive and defensive numbers have essentially flip-flopped in terms of efficiency?
Defense in this trip, I think, we're number one if you compared it to the rest of the league, and offense, we're 30th. To me, there's a couple of things at play there, but the thing that we can control is execution, and we're not – We just aren't doing all those little things as well as we need to, and that's what you talked about as far as being able to emphasize something. So today in shoot around, we didn't run all of our stuff, but we just ran 10 things, and we ran it at game 7 speed. And, you know, just to get in our minds, like, this is how hard you have to play to get a chance to even get a good look against a good defensive team, and we're playing another one tonight.
Mike Malone said Wednesday, and this is playing into his defense, talking about James Harden, that great players require great player defense, and they were great against him, I thought, even though he shot 50%. But they held the Rockets to 95 points, which is miraculous in this day and age, the way they play. And when you look at their roster and you don't know on any given day, you have a similar issue with young players that sometimes are not going to play at all, and sometimes they're going to play 18, 20 minutes. There are a series of those guys on this Denver team that gives them that, what everybody seems to be seeking these days defensively, which is that positional versatility.
Well, and I think the difference is the guys that you're talking about on our team haven't played in these moments. They got 12 guys that have. That's a huge, huge thing. But it also, as we've seen before, can be very difficult to manage, and Mike's done a really good job of that thus far this season. They had to play through some injuries early on. But they're really versatile, and I was talking about it. They're all good defenders, but in the first unit, I think it's led by, you know, I think Millsap and Gary Harris are excellent, and then I think in the second unit, those bigs. I mean, Jeremy Grant, and then Torrey Craig if he's at the three, Jeremy Grant at the four, and Plumlee at the five. Those guys are outstanding individual defenders and team defenders, and so there's a lot of reason why these guys are good. They have a lot of flexibility, a lot of versatility. Craig gives them a guy that can guard some of the bigger wings in the league, and then all those wings can score the ball. And so, you know, they can choose how they want to play and who they want to play, and it's just a really deep team.
I'm glad you brought the name up, because this might be – we've seen some games that Paul Millsap has had, including one in Boston when he was playing for Atlanta in one of your first years, in which he was just unstoppable. There have been so many of those. This might be the best I've seen
Millsap
play.
We won that one.
I remember that as well, and I knew you'd remember it also.
And he's been awesome this year, 50% from three. He's always been just a really tough cover, and, you know, in that Atlanta series, it was interesting. They really started rotating him into the five when they took Al out. And so that really changed the series and made it really hard on us once they started doing that, because he's so versatile. He can play the three if you need him to with Jeremy Grant at the four and another five, or he can play the five. And he's, you know, one of the better fours in the last 15 years in the NBA. So he's had a heck of a career, and he doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon.
Do you get that feeling that a lot of us have who've been doing this for long enough now that it's time to go home now? Like, there's sort of an internal clock about how this goes, that when you have an exceptionally long homestand or like this, an exceptionally long road trip, the longest of the year, that there's that internal thing like, okay, it feels like it's time to go home now.
Yeah, it'll be that way tomorrow. So we'll get on that plane when we get on that plane, and the deal tonight is the focus. And again, I think I've been around some really good teams here, and the best ones that I've been around are able to compartmentalize that, and they're able to stay in the moment and then, you know, get on the plane whenever the plane leaves. And this is, I think, is this the longest road trip of the year? It's got to be, right?
It is.
So, you know, and it's been quite a first 15 games when you consider 10 of them have been on the road. But, you know, this is a great challenge for us. We're more focused on that tonight, and then we'll, you know, we'll talk about where we go from here after that.
Next flight up. That's the head coach.
Good one.
It's not attitude and altitude, but that was already taken.
It feels like you could have tied that into altitude.
I had to come up with my own, but so, you know, it's like, let him do his thing.
Hey, make sure you drink plenty of water way up there.
You know, now that I've got that advice from you with all your sports scientist friends, I'll get that done.
That's good. Well, you're the elite athlete they were talking about. I saw you working out today.
There's a little question.
Okay.
Celtics and Nuggets next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.